Friday, cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing, high 30. And Saturday, partly sunny, a few flurries or snow showers possible, high 35. Thanks for listening on WCDO, your Tri-County Heartbeat.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the MAC Boys Basketball Semifinals tonight, as it is the Unitego Spartans hosting the BG Bobcats. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Well, folks, it's been a long time, but I want to welcome back my good friend Israel Lormer, BG football coach. He's done a lot of big games with me over the years. Iz, it's great to have you back.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years. It's great to have you. Great to be here, and I'm glad you asked me once again.
I think this is going to be a great matchup here tonight. The winner here will play on Friday night. The game will be up at Unadilla Valley, and the winner will get Delhi. Now, the Delhi boys and girls are already there. The Unitego girls are there. And so we will see. The winner of this matchup will be the last team to make it to the MAC championships. Those games are going to be the girls at 6 o'clock and the boys at 8. And I know if you're Unitego, you've been the one seed, you're expected to get there. But if you're BG tonight, you're the underdog, and you got a lot to play for here.
Yeah, they got a lot to play for. Junior-laden team. They really have one senior that played last year. They're really just starting to understand how to play at the varsity level. If you think about, they have so many juniors, and James Gregorian being a sophomore, they really this year has been their varsity year. So starting off the year with all those tough stack games and now getting into the MAC, I think their Coach Worley's goal at the beginning of the year was to get into the MAC championship semifinals, and here they are. So let's see what they can do.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll continue to set the scene. This game, they had an interesting matchup during the regular season, so we want to talk about that and kind of talk a little bit more about what could happen here tonight as the crowd continues to trickle in for the MAC semifinal tonight. Again, the winner will get Delhi on Friday in the MAC championship. For Israel Lormer, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. It's the MAC Boys Basketball Semifinals tonight, live from Unitego. Nate Lowell and Israel Lormer with you tonight on WCDO. And WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. And you know, the regular season matchup, we were just talking about it before we jumped on the air. Unitego was down at BG, jumped out. They had a 20-point lead. But kudos to the Bobcats. They fought back in that ball game and got within three late in the second half, and then Unitego pulled away. Shea Barber had a heck of a night with 33 points.
Yeah, that's going to be the key tonight, is what are they able to contain Shea Barber a little bit more than 30-something, maybe a high teens or a 20. I think that puts them in the game. Interesting, BG, all three of the upper seeds, so you're talking about Delhi, Deposit Hancock, and Unitego, they played them at home, they got down big early and got to with like five or six with all those games and then just couldn't put it away. A couple costly turnovers in both of those games. Against Deposit Hancock, they were down five, had the ball, turned it over five straight times without a shot. So they got to avoid that situation. They will play hard. They had a lot of guys they can bring off the bench. It's just going to be a very interesting matchup. The key, though, is what do they do with Shea Barber? They'll probably come out, probably, man, maybe we'll see a boxing one. If he starts going off, you'll definitely see a boxing one, I have a feeling.
Shea, a senior this year, will be playing college basketball somewhere next year. I know there's a bunch of schools that are after him. Join the 1,000-point club here for Unitigo this year. That night he had 33 against BG. It was the next night or two he went down to Harper's Zone, scored 44. So, I mean, he's really been on a tear lately, so they're really going to have to pay extra special attention to him.
Yeah, if you look down the statue here, nobody else is averaging double digits for the Spartans. They have a lot of role players. He's got 21.9, 22 points a game. So if they could keep him below that mark and make somebody else try to score, that's going to be their key, and I'm sure that's what they worked on all week because they didn't have a game for a week to get ready for this game. So I'm interested to see that as well.
As the football coach at BG, I noticed when I've watched the Bobcats earlier this year, they got a lot of nice size out there, just guys who look big, strong. For lack of a better word, I want to say beefy. I mean, they got some guys who look like they could be playing in the Sydney over 35 league in the mornings. I mean, they got some real big guys down there. Could that help them against, I don't want to call them a smaller Unitigo team, but there's some real men on this BG team.
The physicality is going to be part of it for sure. It'll be interesting to see that and how the substitutions go. I think he's a little deeper overall than Unitigo. But they don't have that guy that scores 20 a game, so that's going to be interesting too. David Emerson's really come along here, really starting to become a Bobcat here in his second year at Bainbridge-Guilford. James Agorian, who's a sophomore, really starting to understand the game, and he is probably the most physical player that the Bobcats have, so he's been fun to watch his first year on varsity.
We are going to pause pretty quickly here for the starting lineups and the national anthem. The fans continue to roll in here. The parking lot was full. I wanted to mention this before we got really rolling. I was over at Franklin earlier. I came to Unitigo. I set the radio gear up. I went over to Franklin because Kayla Campbell, the outstanding senior for Franklin, hit 2,000 career points tonight. She needed 10 points. I went over and watched the first half of that game against GMU. She got it on a layup where she got fouled. And so she's the 12th girl in Section 4 history to join the 2,000 career point club. The last girl to do it was also from Franklin in Jordan Beers back in 2014. Really cool stuff.
You told me that last night that there's been 12 girls to do that. I was amazed. I thought 4 or 5 maybe.
Right. I mean, I guess you don't realize it, and it's so rare. It doesn't happen very often, but, you know, we've been so blessed over the last 10, 15 years, the Harpersville girls, the girls from Franklin. And Lacey Drake probably would have gotten it from DH had she not gotten an ankle injury last year. So we could have had another name on there. But congratulations to Kayla. Really cool.
That's awesome. What an accomplishment.
So just wanted to mention that, and we're all set here for the Mac Boys semis. From Unitigo is the Spartans host, BG. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back with the starting lineups. Again, the Mac Boys semis tonight. Going to be a good one here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Israel Lormer with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Is, do you want to do BG starting lineup
there? Oh, absolutely.
Perfect.
We got double zero, junior David Emerson. Number three, a sophomore, James Goyen. Number five, a junior, Elias Wilson. Number 11, a junior, Lucas Carlin. And number 21, a senior, my man, Ethan Gregory.
All right, and I'll do Unitigo here. They start with senior number one, Miles Maureen. Senior number two, the guy we were talking about so much in our Butler Auto pregame show, Shea Barber. A senior number 22, Garrett Backus. He's had a really nice season. The lefty, a sophomore number 33, Braden Johnson, a heck of a baseball player. We'll be seeing him out on the diamond pretty soon. And a junior number 40, Devin Kroll. He is sneaky from the outside and can hit some big-time shots. So Unitigo's in the white with the green trim. It says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform. And the Bobcats are in the road navy blue with the white trim. Kind of has a white stripe across the short. It says Bobcats in white lettering as well across the front of the chest there. BG will be going left to right, Unitigo right to left. It'll be Barber jumping it up here for Unitigo and Ethan Gregory for BG. So we are set to go. This should be a fun one in the MAC semifinals tonight. BG visiting Unitigo. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO, and we're underway. Barber wins the opening tip, and here is Unitigo with the basketball. They go to Miles Maureen on the right side, wants to dish it to Barber. A quick steal. No, Barber gets it back. Avoids the early giveaway there for Unitigo. Here's Maureen, gets into the paint. Boy, he's quick, takes it to the bucket, can't hit it. And a rebound loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball, and this one's going to go to BG.
Yeah, they came out man-to-man with Lucas Carlin all over Shea Barber. He will not give any help off of number two.
And so Unitigo coming with a little full-court pressure here. Now they'll back it off, and the Bobcats will walk it up. Looks like they want to kind of slowly get into it here, find their rhythm on the road. Important to get a good start as they go left to right. Lucas Carlin, far side, gets a screen to the right side. Passes for James Agorian on the left. Wants to take it down low, muscling his way inside. We got a foul early on Unitigo. With 7:20 to go in the first, we're scoreless. And we'll see who this foul is on for Unitigo, as this will send Agorian to the line. Looks like on Devin Kroll. So his first, and not I'm sure what Coach Woods wanted to see in the first 40 seconds of the contest, but so we talked about BG has that size if they can work it to the inside as James gets the first one to go. A quick and early 1-0 lead here for the Bobcats. The 4 seed coming into the semifinals. Unitigo, the 1 seed. And, of course, Delhi beat DH in the 2-3 game on Friday night. And Delhi looked very good, maybe the best I've seen them play in a few weeks. As James gets the second one to go, and it's a 2-0 lead for Unitigo. For BG over Unitigo. Spartans with the basketball now, going right to left. Here's Barber on a spin move, takes it inside, hits the left-handed layup, and he's fouled. And that is a good start for Shea Barber as we tie things up at 2, just about a minute into the ball game, and he's going to the line for the old-fashioned 3-point play.
That foul's on Ethan Gregory, his first.
And so Barber will settle into the line, and so tough. I feel like over the last year or so, Shea has gotten really good about, when he gets inside, being able to buy himself some real estate with his body in there, and he hits the foul shot. He's always been a good shooter.
That's a great way to look at it. He really used his body to shield, used his left hand nicely off the glass and the contact. It didn't affect him at all in the shot.
So we're a minute in, and it's Unitigo 3 and BG 2, the Mac boys semifinals tonight. Winner will get Delhi on Friday. That game's going to be played at UV. Inside shot here for Lucas Carlin is off the mark. Out of bounds, last touch by Miles Maureen, they say. So it will stay with the Bobcats. BG trying to weather the early storm, get their feet underneath them here. Always tough in a tough environment like this here at Unitigo. They'll get it into Hagorian on the left side as BG goes left to right. He'll flip one up to Carlin at the top of the key. And now they'll go back to the left side. Breaking him down, Hagorian takes it inside. It's blocked by Kroll. Kroll with a bounce pass ahead for Garrett Backus. Backus shovels one inside, finds Braden Johnson, and he scores. Braden Johnson off the sweet dish there. And Unitego leads 5-2. 6:20 to go in the first quarter. BG back down the floor across the Spartan logo. Left side, now back to the top of the key. Bobcats working it around for Elias Wilson. Wilson picks up his dribble in the right corner in a tough spot. And now they'll work it back to Emerson at the top of the key. Let's see if they can get him going early. Takes it to the interior. His shot off the back of the glass is no good. Rebound up and under for James Hagorian. And he's got 4 points. That was a great play there.
That was a nice little move. It kind of looked like Kevin McHale, a little up and under.
That's a great way to put it. 5:45 to go in the first. It is Unitego 5 and BG 4. Here's Miles Maureen into the corner for Devin Kroll for three. Got it. That is always a good sign if you're a Unitego fan. He can hit from outside.
Great shot. Great setup. Driving dish.
Unitego leads 8-4 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats again going left to right in the navy blue with the white trim as they set it up on offense. They'll try to go back to the top of the key here for Lucas Carlin. Tripped up, lost control of it. On his back, is able to flip one to the far side for Elias Wilson. On the baseline, goes over to Hagorian. Back up top now. Here for Carlin. 9 on the shot clock. Muscles it in. Wow. Not even sure how he got that off and got it to go in. It's 8-6. Unitego on top of BG.
They're really trying to penetrate. They had to play in man-to-man, but they're really trying to go to the rack hard.
4:55 to go in the first quarter. Again, Unitego 8, BG 6, Mac Boys semifinals. As Barber takes it to the rim, missed the shot. Emerson with the rebound. Emerson back down the floor. Now ahead for Elias Wilson in front of the Unitego bench, right side. Doesn't pass to the interior. Instead, they flip it around for Emerson. His three-point line extended. Being very patient on offense here. BG showing really good awareness. A three ball here from the left side is good for Lucas Carlin.
Those are shots those guys have to take, and frankly, they ought to make them tonight.
BG leads 9-8, so they were down 8-4, and now Unitego throws it away. The pass from Miles Maureen, he was looking for Braden Johnson. It was too tall, out of bounds. And with 4:15 to go in the first quarter, BG hanging in there. I think they've kind of gotten their feet underneath them here, is.
Yeah, it looks like a little three-quarter court pressure by Unitego man-to-man, and they back right into their half-court.
Bobcats with the ball. Emerson wants to try to dish it down low. It gets knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the Bobcats, and back to Unitego. With 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, we got a good one so far. BG 9 at Unitego 8. Here is Barber up near midcourt, right on the Unitego Spartans logo there. They go to the right side as Unitego goes right to left. They're in the white with the green trim here tonight. Barber zips one to the far side, now looking for Garrett Backus. Backus had his pocket picked. Good steal there by Elias Wilson.
Interesting. Coach Worley took out Lucas Carlin. He put in Garrett O'Hare right on Shea Barber. I think he's going to rotate guys and try to just run with them and stay right with them.
Here is Wilson. Picked up his dribble in a tough spot. Gets it back to Emerson in front of the Unitego bench. Along the baseline, had it popped out of there from behind by Shea Barber. Ahead for Miles Maureen. Dishes one off, and they missed the right-handed layup there with Garrett Backus. And Garrett O'Hara with a rebound, and we'll have a whistle. With 3:19 to go in the first quarter, ball's going back to Unitego. Must have been a carry over there, is?
Call the carry.
Tough break there for the Bobcats after a nice rebound there. They were looking to run, but ball goes back to Unitego. Now in for Unitego as well as Logan Utter. And he'll try to float one up to Barber. Gets it into him. Barber muscles his way and looks like a running back there. Takes it to the rim. Can't get the layup to go. He wanted the foul and didn't get it. With 3:10 to go in the first, BG back down the floor, leading 9-8. Bobcats with it. Garrett O'Hara, left side. Now to the right here, looking for Elias Wilson. Wilson getting worked on by Miles Maureen. Now they find Emerson. Straight away, three. Got it. David Emerson. Timeout taken by Unitego. We'll break it down when we come back. BG 12, Unitego 8, 2:53 to go in the first on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:53 to go in the first quarter. Mac Boys basketball semifinals here in Unitego. And BG is off to a 12-8 lead over the Spartans. And now Unitego throws it away. And BG has some momentum here.
I want to point something out that you pointed out. They're just being really methodical and very patient on offense, waiting for a really good shot. They're not forcing anything, and that's what's really working for them right now.
BG with the basketball right side. Hogorian takes it inside, and he is fouled, I believe, by Braden Johnson. We'll see what the official call is. No, on Kroll. That's his second. So Kroll with two fouls, both when James went hard to the hoop there is. So using some of that size on the interior.
Yeah, that could be an issue for Unitego if he gets fouls, because he's a great defender.
And so here is BG at the line. First foul shot, no good. And, boy, that's another thing we always harp about it. And in playoff games, you're going to need to hit those foul shots. So
that percentage really does have to be around 75. You want to make three-quarters of them.
Well, that game we did on Saturday, a three-overtime classic, both teams were kind of cold early, but they made them when they needed down the stretch. And, boy, that really extended that game. Boy, that was a classic. So here is BG at the line. Hogorian's second shot is good. He's got 5 points. He's off to a great start. BG leads 13-8 over Unitego. 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Miles Maureen into the paint. Dishes one far side corner. Spartans try to go inside to Johnson. It bounced off his hands. He has to chase it back to the left side. Zips it over the top of the defense to the far side here for Xander Rantz. And he had his pocket picked. And BG with another takeaway. Unitego playing a little tight here. Emerson passes to Ethan Gregory on the inside. Far side, Hogorian. And a little fade away is too strong. Rebound for Rantz underneath. Now to Barber on the outlet with 2 minutes to go, first quarter. BG 13, Unitego 8. Barber inside is fouled. And let's see who this one is on with 2 minutes to go in the first. Going to be on Garrett O'Hara. And we'll continue to watch is who Coach Worley has on Shea Barber. If they're going to continue, like you said, to just roll guys at him.
I think that's exactly what they're going to do. Keep him fresh. No help off of him. Stay right on him, man-to-man.
1:55 to go in the first. That was the first personal foul there on O'Hara. And the second on BG as a team. And then there's Barber to the right side. Hits a three. All he needed was a little bit of daylight. And he buries it. 13-11. Bobcats back up the floor, leading by two. Here is Hogorian, takes it down low, and that's going to be a charge. And Xander Rantz set his feet there on the baseline, and that'll be the first one on James.
Yeah, he lowered his shoulder, pretty easy call.
There's that running back in him, right?
So. That's right.
1:38 to go in the first, 13-11 the score. BG on top by two, and the Spartans getting back into it now.
Carlin back on Barber.
So another switch up on defense, trying to keep fresh guys on Shea Barber, the Unitego standout. Here's Braden Johnson, little move at the high post, gets the shot to go. Took it from the high post to the right low block, muscled it up and in, and he was fouled. That ties the game up at 13. And this will send Johnson to the line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And I guess that's what good teams do, is they just dig themselves right out of that hole that they got into.
Absolutely. Right to the rack. That always helped.
So here is Johnson, and hits this one at the line. He's got 5 points. Foul was on David Emerson, his first, team's fourth. BG now trailing by a point. They get to midcourt. They threw it away. A steal here by Logan Under, but taken right back by Lucas Carlin. To the interior, a lot of body there, no call. He missed the layup. Rance with a rebound. Ahead for Shea Barber on the right side. Barber shovels one back out to Miles Maureen. Back to Barber. Straight away three. Got it. Looked good as soon as it left his hand, and he's got 9 points. And a timeout's going to be taken here by BG with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. And I think Coach Worley wants an explanation on why there was no foul down there.
And he's rightfully upset. That was a foul.
We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Unitico 17, BG 13. We'll be back on CDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. With a minute to go in the first quarter, it is Unitico 17 and BG 13. Been a little mini run here by Unitico to retake the lead. Bobcats with the basketball. And they'll go to Lucas Carlin. Now to the interior for Ethan Gregory. Passes out for Hrigorian. Far side, Emerson. Three ball. Left it a little short. Rebound is loose. Pops back out to Lucas Carlin. He takes it inside. Tosses it up. Can't get the shot to go. A rebound by Braden Johnson. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow giving it back to Unitego. With 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unitego 17. BG 13. Mac Boys semifinal here. Live from Unitego tonight. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you. Thanks for listening on a chilly Tuesday night here. We're glad to have you along. Johnson to the right side. Splits two defenders. Goes to Maureen, far side. Might have gotten away with an extra step. They go back to Barber. Shot clock's off, 15 seconds left. Late in the first quarter here. Here's Barber. NBA range, three, too strong. 9 seconds left. Let's see how aware BG is here of the clock. Down to five. They'll get an ahead for Lucas Carlin. They try to go to the top of the key. We're going to have a foul here with less than a second left, I believe. We'll see what the call is here is exactly.
Not quite sure.
I don't know if maybe they called a kick.
Then maybe. I did not see the call.
And they're going to get it into Emerson, who tosses it up. Oh, off the rim from half court. Couldn't get it to go. One quarter is in the books in the Mac Boys semifinals here tonight. Unitico leads BG 17-13. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Iz and I were just crunching some numbers. That was a nice run for Unitego there late in the first period.
Right after that timeout by Coach Woods there, and then they went on a 9-0 run.
So BG will have the ball to start the second quarter. They trail 17-13. Mac Boys semifinals here tonight. And the Bobcats with the ball here on the road going left to right, trailing by four. Emerson left side at the left elbow. He's going to pop one off here for Elias Wilson. Now to Lucas Carlin for three. Rattles in and out. Rebound loose on the floor. Out of bounds going back to Unitego. And, you know, the shots were falling early. Right now they still look good, just kind of popping out there.
Yeah, they missed a couple of close ones, but they're taking really good shots like we talked about before. They're being very methodical still on offense.
Spartans with the basketball. Here's Miles Maureen, the shifty guard, tries to take it to the rim. It rolls around and it's in for Miles Maureen. His first basket of the evening makes it 19-13. Unitego on top now by six. Bobcats trying to limit the damage. They'll take it to the inside, blocked by Barber. Heck of a block off the glass. And Unitego back the other way for Miles Maureen. Leaves it to Barber. Passes to the far side for Rance. Through his hands, he gets it back for Utter. Right side in front of the Unitego student section. Now to Maureen at the top of the key. Feeds it for Barber. Thought about pulling the trigger, but gets double-teamed and lost it. And BG with the ball. It really feels like they need a bucket here. They try to pass to the interior for Ethan Gregory. Ball goes sailing out of bounds and back to Unitego. Good look there, just couldn't connect.
Those passes straight up the floor are always tough to connect. You need to have some sort of angle, left or right, a little bit of an angle.
Looks like they're going to wipe some of the sweat off the floor here because there was a couple of big boys that went for a tumble. With 6:45 to go in the second quarter, 19-13. Spartans are on a roll right now, leading BG in the boys' MAC semifinals. What a block, though, by Barber coming back. It looked like BG had an easy layup, and he just shot one off the glass.
He's such a great athlete. He can really jump.
It was fun watching him play football again this year. It really was. I know you didn't see him because, you know, Unitego was playing eight-man. But it was fun to watch just an athlete like that back out on the floor. And now Unitego will throw it away. Shea faked like he was going to go back door, faked everybody out. The pass went back door. He didn't go. So 6:38 to go in the second quarter. Unitego leading 19-13. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDL. We're glad to have you along. Nate Lull and Israel Lormer with you. Also on WCDLSports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. Bobcats with the basketball and Ethan Gregory. Now for Lucas Carlin. To the left side, now back to the right for Owen Drown. Coming up on 15 on the shot clock, here is Emerson, closely guarded by Shea Barber. Emerson lost control of it, double team, has to get out of it with 10 on the shot clock now. Leaves one back for Carlin. Down to five, Carlin gets a screen, into the paint, takes it up and under, hits the shot, and is fouled. What a bucket there by Lucas Carlin. Again, second time tonight, I don't know how he got the shot off.
He's really having a nice night.
7 points for Lucas Carlin. And he will head to the line, and that was huge for BG.
Yeah, they really needed a bucket there badly. And if they can get an old-fashioned three-point play, that'll be huge.
So this will be the junior, Lucas Carlin, at the line, trying to give some of this momentum back to the Bobcats, and he can't get it to go. Not enough mustard on it, left it short. It's 19-15, Unitego leading. Here's Barber back the other way, up and under, and he finishes. Wow, what a move. He's got 11.
Yeah, never slowed down. He got it. From the inbounds from the other end, it just went right to the rack.
Unitego 21 and BG 15. Feels like another big possession here for the Bobcats. 5:40 to go, second quarter. Emerson, right low block, takes it up and under. The kiss off the glass is good. And Emerson has five, and that would be great if you could get him going if you're a BG fan.
Yeah, he made that one look easy, too. A couple dribbles to right, left, lost the defender off the glass and in.
21-17, Unitego leading BG, 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Barber, pump fakes on a three, spins, but good defense by BG. They take it away. Here's Carlin in transition, finds Garrett O'Hara, pump fakes, can't get the layup to go, and Miles Maureen with the rebound. The track meet continues. Maureen leaves it for Barber, left-handed layup is good. Barber in transition scores, and he's got 13 points. And it's Unitego 23 and BG 17, 4:55 to go, second quarter. Here is Carlin to the right side now for Owen Drown. Pass to the interior for Emerson. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. Leaves it off for Garrett O'Hara, and they score. Might have been knocked out of his hands, but either way, it goes to O'Hara, and he puts it in.
That was a lot of contact again.
23-19. BG maybe not getting some calls here in the early going. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Officials letting them play a little bit. Here is Unitego with the ball, again leading 23-19. Here's Miles Maureen, stops, goes to Rance in the right corner for three, in and out. And a rebound for Garrett O'Hara off the miss. BG slowly back up the floor across the midcourt timeline with Lucas Carlin. Now to James O'Groyan on the right side. Back up for O'Hara. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. They'll pump it to the interior, no, a steal. There's those quick hands by Miles Maureen in the backcourt, but O'Hara, good Good hustle to chase him back down. Punched it out of bounds. It'll stay with Unitigo.
Yeah, they're looking for Collin in the post. I think that's an interesting matchup for them. I'd like to see them try to get down there to him.
3:55 to go in the second quarter. It's 23-19. Barber's going to come to the bench here for a little bit of a breather. So now is this an opportunity for BG to try to take advantage with Shea out for a little bit here?
100%.
And so the Spartans will look to get it in. And off the bench here is James Wright for Unitigo, replacing Shea Barber just for a little bit. And they do this from time to time just to get Shea some rest throughout the game. Miles Maureen with a shot straight away from the foul line. No good. And a rebound for the Bobcats into the safe hands of Lucas Carlin. Can the Bobcats make a run here before the halftime break? Agorian gets into the paint. We got a foul up near the foul line here with 3.5 to go in the second. Foul's going to be on Garrett Backus.
His first, I got team third. Yeah, right. Four.
Yep, four on each team now. Four for Unitigo, four for BG. And Unitigo leading here in the boys' MAC semifinals, 23-19. BG pumps it to the inside. Shot won't go. Second chance. They get it in a foul. Ethan Gregory with the second chance. Grabbed it, put it back up, was hammered, and puts it in. Xander Rance is going to come back in. We'll see who this foul is on for Unitigo. They put five team fouls now up on the board. 3:27 to go, second quarter, and it's the third on Devin Kroll. That's big.
Huge.
And here is BG at the line, and the shot will not fall, and the rebound is loose. Emerson got a piece of it, and we got a jump ball, and the arrow is going to give it back to Unitigo. But it's a two-point game here. BG hanging around.
But on a possession like that, it just switched the possession later when you get one that you're not expecting. That was a great hustle by David Emerson.
3:20 to go in the second quarter. Back to a two-point game. The Bobcats clawing back in. Here's Miles Maureen at the top of the key. Now we'll leave one off. They reverse it to the right side. Looking for Rance in the corner. Again, Unitigo going right to left. Late here in the second quarter of the MAC boys semifinals. Winner goes to the league championship against Delhi on Friday. And this was Backus with a long two from the left side. A rebound for James Agorian. And he fell, and they'll say he traveled, so it's going to go back to Unitigo. That's a tough break.
I don't think there was a lot of contact. I think he just lost his feet.
Just always a tough break. You know, you get that weird travel call when you just trip or something, you know.
It's a great rebound.
Yeah, good rebound. Spartans with the ball. Here's Maureen. Got popped away, but it went right over to a Unitigo player on the far side. They go to Rance back on the left now. He pump fakes, goes to the inside for Johnson, and he scores.
Great pass.
Johnson now with seven. And if you're Unitigo, this is all bonus here. Shea's getting a break. You're still putting points on the board. 2:40 to go in the second. Back to a four-point lead. And the timeout taken by BG. 2:38 to go in the second. We'll take a break. Unitigo leading 25-21 over BG in the MAC Boys semifinals on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:38 to go, second quarter, 25-21. Unitigo leading BG. Out of the timeout, Bobcats with the ball. Emerson for three. Oh, just a little too strong. Rebound by Braden Johnson. That would have brought BG right back to within one. Miles Maureen back down the floor. Shea Barber still on the bench, getting a breather here for the Spartans. Braden Johnson taking over. The big fella from the foul line takes it in again and scores.
Nice layup.
27-21. What a nice play there. And now the Bobcats back down the floor. They go to the far side. Left side here for Elias Wilson. Into the paint goes the Hagorian. Pull-up jumper, a little strong. Rebound here for Backus of Unitigo. Backus quickly in transition. He wants to take it right to the rim. It rolls off. Rebound out of bounds. And going back to BG. Boy, that just kind of rolled around nice and slow and then popped out. Barber back in. Logan Utter in as well. Maureen's going to get a breather.
It's like a little 2-2-1 pressure here.
Yeah, Unitigo maybe trying to dial up the heat in the kitchen here with a 1:45 to go in the second quarter, 27-21. Student section starting to come alive a little bit for Unitigo. BG breaks the press, but they lose control of it down low. Ethan Gregory couldn't quite hold on. Now the ball back down in transition, but it's going to BG. Logan Utter had it, dribbled it off his leg and out of bounds.
It's a nice play by Lucas Kahn, poke it away off his leg and out of bounds.
So this is a big 90 seconds coming up here in the second quarter for BG. They trail 27-21. They've gotten down a couple of times, but chipped their way back in. Can they do it again? To the far side for Emerson. They're trying to get through this half-court trap. They break it. And Hogroyan will leave it back off here for Lucas Carlin. Now to Emerson, left side. Makes a move, goes back to Hogroyan. Three-point line extended, still on the left side. 15 on the shot clock. They work it to the interior. They miss the left-handed layup there with Ethan Gregory. He's going to want that one back.
It was a really nice pass by James.
Just couldn't finish there. Did everything but finish. Here's Barber in transition and a charge on Shea with 52 seconds to go in the second. Went flying in there. Coach Woods not pleased with that call. And BG's going to get it back. First foul on Shea, though, so he's not in any real trouble yet. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. BG trailing 27-21. Bobcats get across midcourt. And they leave it for Ethan Gregory. Now back up for Lucas Carlin. Into the paint. He's fouled with 37.8 to go. He's done a real nice job of getting into the paint tonight here, is, and drawing some contact.
He's done an excellent job tonight. He's really playing a nice game.
And so Unitigo with 13 points. That's Shea Barber and 9 for Braden Johnson. He's been tremendous.
That also puts the Bobcats in the bonus here.
Yeah, and here's Carlin at the line. He's their leading scorer with 7 so far tonight. Make it 8. Gets the first one to go. You got Emerson with 5 and Hogroyan with 5 as well. It's 27-22. And here is Carlin at the line, the junior wearing number 11. Steps in, can't get the shot to go. Rebound here for Unitigo. The outlet pass for Rance. He somehow corrals it, gets it back to Barber. Quickly back to Rance for 3 in the corner. Halfway down, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Emerson's going to slide in and gather it up. And BG's got a chance to play for the last shot here if they want. Shot clock's off. They get across midcourt, and now a steal. Ball is loose, and we got a foul on BG. With 15.6 left in the second quarter, and Unitigo leading 27-22.
I got that on James Gorian. That's going to be a second.
Yeah, just kind of a broken play at midcourt, trying to save that ball from getting stolen. And here's Devin Kroll coming in. He's got to be smart for this last 15 seconds. He's got 3 fouls. I'm assuming they're putting him in for his three-point prowess. And so he'll be doing the inbounding duties. I'm sure Coach just said, stay the heck away from everybody. Just
don't
shoot
get
it.
A charge or anything like that.
Here's Maureen on the right side. They get it back to Kroll, now to Shea. Barber back to Kroll, wants that 3 and hits it. Kroll did just what we said. BG with a half-court shot at the buzzer, no. What a 3 by Kroll there, right with under 10 seconds left in the second quarter, pushes our score to Unitigo 30, BG 22 at the halftime break. Iz and I are going to come back and break this all down on our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, halftime score in the MAC boys basketball semifinals here tonight, 30-22, Unitigo leading BG. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Mirabido, where people make energy different.
It's a lifetime.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, and welcome back to Unitico. It's the Mac Boys basketball semifinals here tonight, and our halftime score is Unitico 30 and BG 22. It's time for the Mirabido Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabido has been serving the community since 1927. At Mirabido, our people make energy different. We want to go through the scoring summary. Is you want to jump in and do BG or anything?
Certainly, certainly. David Emerson has five. One was a three-pointer. James Agorian taking it to the holes. Got three foul shots and one basket for 5 points. Lucas Collin having a great game. He's got eight so far. Garrett O'Hara has two, and Ethan Gregory has two.
On the other side for Unitigo, Shea Barber with 13 points. Braden Johnson with 9. Devin Kroll on 2 threes has 6 points. Miles Maureen with 2, and that Kroll 3. He's got the 3 fouls. They sub him in with, 15 seconds left, and we say, well, he probably wants to shoot a 3, and he hits one. It's like,
from a coaching standpoint, it looks genius.
It does.
It's like an onside kick there with Sean Payton coming out.
Yes.
It's genius because you said, he's on there for the 3-point. He passes it in. They pass it right back to him. He buries it.
It's funny because that's one of those scenarios where you're either the hero or the goat, I guess, right? I mean,
yeah, if he pushes somebody off and gets his fourth foul, or goes for a rebound and he gets over the back or something, he got 4 in the first. It was a high risk, high reward, and they got rewarded.
It does feel like it gave Unitigo some good momentum going into the break, leading by 8. You know, Barber has been tough, 13 points. I feel like the baskets he's made, either deep threes or they've really made him make some sort of crazy athletic play. They haven't really given him anything easy, but he's still got the 13.
I can think of one where the defender went underneath the screen and he set his feet, he turned around, no one's here, and he put it right in. I think he had one easy shot. So they're really making him work. He's taken another 3 or 4 of these missed, but he really has shot a high percentage, and he's worked really hard for those shots, for sure.
Now, Braden Johnson has played well all season, but I've been very impressed with him tonight for Unitigo. You know, when Shea was on the bench there for a little bit, they were getting it to him at the high post, and all of a sudden he's making some nice moves and getting layups for Unitigo.
That is the difference in my mind. You know Shea Barber is going to get 20-something a game, right? So he's got 13, but when Braden Johnson does something like that, if we look at what he's been averaging so far, it's 8 points, and he had a 10 in the first half.
Yeah,
so.
Yep. So that's huge for Unitigo, and we often say this time of year, it's what are you going to get from those role guys? You know, who's going to step up and get 8, 10, 12, 14 that maybe you weren't expecting this time of year?
You know, I haven't seen them play a lot of basketball, but here's a sophomore. He's playing a big role for them, and again, his first year playing varsity. It's way faster. Everything is quicker. The guys are bigger. The guys are stronger. And he's probably just like James Agorian on the Bainbridge-Guilford side, really starting to figure out the game at this point, playing, 16, 17, 18 games at this point.
Yeah, it really feels like from the start of the season to now, he's come a long way. And if you get a chance to watch him throw a baseball in the spring, big lefty pitcher, he can really throw. So I think he's one of the next great ones that we're going to see around the MAC here. He's fun to watch.
They seem to always have a good pitcher.
They do.
they always have at least one.
Frank's always got something coming up in the pipeline. And it was fun because I got to see him play varsity last year, but then to go and watch him play Pony League in the summer against guys his own age, he looked even more dominant because the younger guys were like, who is this guy, So that was fun to watch. But, BG hanging around, I love the game plan here tonight. I really liked how they started the game off tonight. Slow, methodical. We talked about that. They didn't let the pressure get to them. I liked that.
I think what they're trying to do is shorten the game, and if you can in the long run, maybe give them a couple less possessions, and that's a couple less touches for Shea Barber. I mean, that's really what that is. They haven't been in any trouble shot clock-wise or anything like that, but if we pay attention to that, it's about 10 or 8 before they're shooting almost every shot clock.
Should be a very interesting second half. Just a couple of notes to pass along. I know that the information was tossed out there that some of the times were incorrect for the MAC championship, so I can confirm with you that the girls are at 6, the boys are at 8. So in case you saw it somewhere else, I know it was advertised at one point at 5 and 7. It will be 6 and 8 on Friday, and I think if I can find it here, I might even have the prices to get in, but those games will be played at UV. Girls game is going to be Delhi Unitigo, And the Delhi boys are already in. We'll see who wins this one here tonight.
Yeah, Delhi Unitego girls are both very, very good basketball
teams. That's going to be great.
They have an outstanding player, both of them, and then they just really just keep putting athletes up at the table. I worked both of those games when they played Bainbridge Guilford, and they literally, like, you're like, wow, they didn't lose anything with all these subs.
Yeah.
They really have nine on both of those teams that play very well at a high level.
And the Delhi girls, you know, I thought they had arguably the tougher semifinal, having to go to Green, and they looked really, really good against Green and kind of put that one away early. Sylvia Little, Libby Lamport looked fantastic, played very well, shot very well in that game. So here's the info for Friday. 6 and 8, girls at 6, boys at 8. Admission is $2 for students, $4 for adults, $2 for seniors, and under 10 years old is free. We're going to have it on the radio, but if you want to watch the video stream, you can watch that on YouTube. If you just search UV Extra, like X-T-R-A, that is the UV YouTube channel, so you can watch the video of those games. We'll try to continue to blast that info out there as much as we can. So we're going to take a quick break. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter here on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, here we go to start the third quarter. BG will get it in. They are now going right to left. Agorian on the right side. Now to Emerson. They'll zip one to the far side here looking for Elias Wilson on the left low block. Pulls it back out again. Here's the patience for BG. Down to 20 on the shot clock. Try to go to the interior. It's knocked away. Shea Barber with a rebound. Tries to take it the whole way himself, and he can't get the shot to go. He wanted a foul there, and he's not going to get it. Bobcats back down the floor. A jumper here in the paint for Elias Wilson rolls off the rim. And a rebound for Garrett Backus of Unitego. Backus finds Barber. Slipped, but managed to keep his feet. Goes to Maureen on the left side. He takes it to the interior and scores. Miles Maureen with the left-handed layup.
Nice take.
32-22. The Spartans on top of the Bobcats. And BG trying to get right back into it here. Agorian takes it to the rim. Cannot get a foul there. Ball rolls over to the right side corner. Kept in by BG. And a three. Huge for Elias Wilson. Well, that was kind of just a broken play. And Wilson ends up with a three. And now Unitego right back. They find a wide-open Braden Johnson. He missed the layup, and we'll have a foul on the rebound as Johnson got it back. 6:48 to go in the third, and it's Unitego 32, BG 25.
That's something I'd like to see Elias Wilson do a little bit more. He finds a lot of shots. Just take them. He really has a nice stroke.
Unitego will get it in, and that foul was on Elias Wilson there. Pull-up jumper here for Unitego for Garrett Backus was short, and a rebound underneath by BG. And an outlet pass to Lucas Carlin. Carlin to the left side in front of his own bench. Again, BG's in the navy blue, the white trim. Unitico's in the white with the green trim. Here is Elias Wilson. Again, top of the key. Looked like he was going to pull it, but instead pulls it back to Lucas Carlin. Carlin, back up top. Wilson, straight away three. Left this one short. Had too much time to think about it, maybe. Barber with a rebound. Barber, stutter step, wants to take it inside off the glass. It's good, and he's fouled. Goes sliding on the floor into the wall and bounces up, and that's going to give 15 for Barber. How do you stop that? You know, that's tough.
I'm not quite sure.
That's just an athletic play right there.
He's super dangerous when he gets the ball and he keeps momentum. It's not in a half court. He keeps momentum, and then he's shifty. Do you come out and play him because he'll bury a three on you, or if you try to come up on him, then he goes by you? And I think that that's what you were saying earlier, that he's really changing his game.
Yeah, he's added that dimension to it, and he hits it at the foul line. He's got 16.
He just never lost momentum from getting that rebound.
And you can tell, like, he has that confidence. He's going to take it in there, and he's going to find a way to score. So it's 35-25, and Agorian takes it inside. They're going to say it was a clean block. Back the other way here for the Spartans. Here's Miles Maureen. The shot no good. ball deflected around, and Emerson comes out of the dog pile with it here. Emerson back down the floor to the right side. Lost control of it. Barber said thank you and swipes it away. He wants to take it into the rim. Hits the shot. Count it. And a foul. And Barber's got 18. He's going right back to the line here. And Elias Wilson whistled for another foul. And that's just tough there because you're trying to be careful, chasing him back, and he gets that little bit of contact, and he's still able to finish. And it's 37-25 now. Unitigo leading BG here in the boys' MAC semifinals. And if you are BG, you did not want to see it balloon up this much. Barber's shot at the line is good. He's got that shooter's touch, too.
He shot a lot of shots on these rims.
And now a timeout taken right at midcourt by BG with 5:37 to go in the third. It is Unitigo 38 and a BG 25. We'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And out of the timeout, BG with the basketball, trailing 38-25, 5.5 to go in the third. Bobcats with the basketball now, going right to left. And they'll go to Garrett O'Hara in the left-wing corner. BG in the regular season was able to make a big comeback against Unitigo. Can they do it tonight? Owen Drown with a turnaround shot, no good. And a rebound here for Shea Barber. 5:10 to go in the third. A pass ahead here for Backus. Back out to Kroll in the corner, in and out. And a rebound for Emerson. I think if you're BG, just try to chip away at it one possession at a time here. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. And they'll go to Lucas Carlin to the interior, and he rolls one up and in. He's into double figures with 10.
He's having a super nice night.
And 38-27, still manageable here for BG if they can continue to chip away. 4:40 to go in the third. It's 38-27. Bobcats with the basketball. Excuse me, Spartans with the basketball. Bobcats on defense. Here is Braden Johnson. Takes it into the paint. We're going to have a reach-in call, I would say. That's going to be on Emerson, actually. I thought maybe they were going to get it on Carlin there up near the foul line, but instead it goes on Emerson, his second, and the team's fourth. So Unitigo will get it in. They go to Barber on the baseline. They gave it to him. He got stripped from behind, though. Gets it back. Tried to muscle it up, and they say it was clean. And BG comes away with it. Back down the floor. Going back out here to Garrett O'Hara. Big possession here for BG as they continue to try to chip away. They go to the interior for Emerson. Pass was too far towards the baseline. It rolls out of bounds. 4:10 to go here in the third, and Unitigo in control at the moment, 38-27. And here is Miles Maureen on the left side. Pumps one for Johnson. Johnson finds Barber on the interior, and he lays it in. He's got 21. Nice feed. And Barber was just right on the left low block.
Yeah, Coach Woods put Barber down in the block. That's a tough matchup for anybody. It's certainly a tough matchup for O'Hara.
40-27 now. Unitigo on top of BG. They go into the corner. Looking for Elias Wilson. 15 on the shot clock. Still on the right wing side. BG tries to toss it back out. Rolls out of bounds into the student section. And back to the Spartans. And it has just not been the Bobcats' third quarter here so far. Drown is going to the bench. James Vigorian has come back in. With a 3:35 to go here in this third quarter. It's 40-27. Unitigo trying to take advantage. A quick inbounds play. Shot by Johnson. No good. Rebound by Backus, though. Outside for Kroll. For three, got it. Devin Kroll. And he's got nine on three threes. Unlucky there because BG had a chance at the rebound. And Backus was able to get it kind of off a weird tip. Right back out to Kroll, and he buries it.
Yeah, bad bounce for the Bobcats there.
43-27, and now a foul on the interior on Johnson as Garrett O'Hara had it on the left low block. 3:06 to go in the third. Unitigo leading 43-27 here in the Mac Boys semifinals. If Unitigo was to go on and win tonight, it would be a all Unitigo and Delhi final in both the boys and the girls. That's if Unitigo continues to have this lead and they go on to win. Here's BG down low, trying to say not so fast. Shot was off the mark there for Elias Wilson, out of bounds, and back to Unitigo. Again, just iron unkind there to Elias Wilson. Spartans will bring it back down the floor with 2:50 to go in the third. Here's Miles Maureen, cross midcourt. Tries to go to the interior. We got a foul there. Both teams jockeying for position. Looks like they're going to call it on O'Hara for trying to lean in a little bit here on Barber. His second team's fifth. Team foul situation, BG with five, Unitigo with one. Spartans will get it in. They find Barber. He's just tackled, not tackled, but just kind of wrapped up underneath the hoop. And that's another one on O'Hara. He wasn't going to let him just go up and get that layup, I guess. And that sends Barber to the line. Sixth foul on the BG as a team. Second here on a Garrett O'Hara.
That could really be a development there because they're in the bonus already.
Yeah, 22 now for Barber. It does not help BG's cause to try to get back into it. And Unitigo going to the bench. They will bring in Logan Utter. They will bring in Xander Rance. Kroll to the bench. He's played well having those three fouls. He stayed out of trouble. Backus is going to get a breather too. You wonder later in the week, this is something I was curious about, Delhi and DH had their semifinal on Friday. And now this game, Unitigo BG, whoever wins, you'll have a few less days of rest, but will you have more momentum? You know, it's kind of one of those things.
Well, it's interesting because they don't know who they're playing yet.
Yeah, very true. They haven't really had time to prepare.
They're not preparing for a certain team. They're just practicing. It's like the beginning of the year, you know?
Yep. Missed shot by Barber. Speaking of Delhi, I see Coach Kelly and about eight members of his staff over there on the far side. Very interested to watch and video tonight's game, I'm sure. Bobcats with the basketball. And they'll push one back out to Garrett O'Hara at the top of the arc. He tries to pass to the interior. It was too tall for Ethan Gregory and out of bounds. 2:24 to go in the third. Unitigo boys leading 44-27 over BG. And Unitigo with the basketball going left to right, trying to get to the MAC championship. And they'll pull one back out here for Xander Rance. Rance to the interior. They feed one over for Braden Johnson, and he's fouled. Good pass there by Shea, and Johnson will head to the line. If the banners are correct here in the gym, and this is something I meant to check with Coach Woods and also with Hafe this week, boys basketball, last time they won the league, it says 2012-2013, as here is Johnson to the line. So it's been a while for Unitigo. Johnson now with 10. Last won the division in 2014, back when they were kind of had the MAC set up a little bit differently. Johnson hits both. He's got 11. And we know BG hasn't been there in a while either. 46-27. Unitigo on top here of BG. They pass to the interior now. Back out to the top of the key for Lucas Carlin. Now back to Garrett O'Hara. Coming up on 15 on the shot clock. Unitigo leading 46-27. Here's Carlin. Steps back. Wants a three. He's fouled by Johnson, who tried to close out on him. I think this is Carlin going line for three here.
Yeah, Johnson's third.
So he will settle in here for three. So now you have Kroll with three, and you have Johnson with three. If you're a Unitigo fan, you do have this lead, but always a little concerning when those guys start to hit that three and four mark. So BG at the line. First shot is up and good for Lucas Carlin. He has 11. This BG team really making some strides here this year. Played a very tough non-league schedule. Second shot is up and good for Carlin. When Coach sent me that schedule, I said, wow, he is not afraid to challenge this group. And early on, you know, they had some tough losses, but I think it has paid off for them, as you said.
Absolutely. The other part was, too, with us redoing our gym in Bainbridge Guilford, we didn't have a home game until January, so a lot of road games.
Yeah, that was certainly something that was tough. As Carlin goes 3-for-3 at the line, he's got 13, and a timeout is going to be taken here by BG. Yeah, not having those home games, that was tough, but they found a way to weather the storm. 46-30 with a 1:43 to go in the third. Unitico on top of BG. And the boys' Max Semis on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:43 to go here in the third. Unitego leading 46-30 in the MAC boys basketball semifinals. We've said it a few times, but the winner tonight will get Delhi in the championship game on Friday at 8 o'clock at Unadilla Valley.
Bobcats come out in a little full court pressure and get a turnover right off the bat by Garrett O'Hara.
Good steal there. Now let's see what the Bobcats can do with this possession. They go to Isaac Seiler on the far side. Back out to Hagorian. Pump fakes on a three. Goes to O'Hara, being very patient. Back inside for Seiler. Up and under, and he's fouled. Seiler, with the little finger roll from the right low block, was fouled, and we'll head to the line. And, hey, this is a good scenario if you're a BG fan. Chip away, and the clock's not moving.
That's a great way to look at it. Score when the clock is not ticking down.
Very interesting that, you know, Unitego got up big in the regular season matchup. BG was able to come back. Could we see a similar story here tonight? It would take a lot, but BG trying to claw back in.
One possession at a time.
Seiler misses the first one. Second one coming here for the junior, Isaac Seiler. And the second one is no good. And Unitego with a rebound, and we'll have an unfortunate foul here on Lucas Carlin. He just got his feet tied up there with Xander Rantz. And we'll have a call.
I'm not sure that's a foul.
Very unlucky. Yeah.
No, it's incidental contact. It wasn't, you know, they're both running up the floor. I'm not quite sure how that's a foul.
Nine times out of ten, I usually find that they'll call a travel on
that's
the guy.
That's what it really should be.
Who got tripped, and then everyone's unhappy about that. So
this time, is the scenario I was talking about, because now that foul happened 50 or 60 feet away, and we got a 1-1.
Here is Xander Rantz at the line. Can't get it to go. Barber with a rebound. We got a jump ball. And it's going to stay with the Bobcats.
The Spartans with the possession.
Spartans with the possession. 1:23 to go here in the third. Emerson's going to be coming back in. He's going to bring Seiler over to the bench. So again, Unitego with the ball, leading 46-30. 1:23 to go in the third here at Unitego tonight. Nate Law and Israel Lorimer with you. Inbounds pass to Barber. Three in the corner, no good. Rebound for BG. We got a foul on Unitego. And so our team foul situation, 8 for BG and now 4 for Unitego. Spartans are catching up.
I think it's interesting the officials have tightened it up just a little bit from the first half.
Yes, they have. 1:20 to go in the third. And it's Unitego leading 46-30, a 16-point lead for the Spartans. Bobcats with the ball. They get across midcourt. A steal by Rantz. He's been tough off the bench for Unitego. A couple of timely steals. Ahead now for Garrett Backus. Now for Logan Utter on the right side. Spin move. Takes it inside. Blocked there by Lucas Carlin. Carlin back across midcourt. Left side. Finds Emerson for three. Got it. Emerson. He's got 8, and the Bobcats have life. They trail 46-33.
They're going to need a lot of trips like that.
Barber in transition into the paint. Going to be a block here on a BG. And I think they're going to get it on Ethan Gregory. BG fans and Coach Worley not pleased.
I think that's 4 on Ethan, isn't it?
Yeah, he's gotten a couple right in a row like that. They're showing the third on the board.
Well, that's good.
And Coach Worley is not happy with that. With 39 seconds to go here in the third, and Unitego leading 46-33.
That's one of those that can be called either way. It really can. It could be a charge or it could be a block.
And I can understand the BG side. You're just starting to get some momentum, and now you send Unitego's best player right back to the line.
He does a great job, like a lot of good players, of making, creating that contact. Mm-hmm. He really does.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of those calls when you have the control like he does, and you can take it in there as he hits the first one at the line. I got him with 23 here. Again, joined the 1,000 career point club here earlier this year for Unitego, and he's continuing to rack that up. And he hits the second. He's got 24. Feels like he has been around for an eternity. I'm sure a lot of MAC coaches feel that way.
Isn't that funny with some of those players? That guy's not a senior yet?
Yeah, right. Here are the Bobcats. They get across midcourt. It's tapped out of bounds into the BG bench with 34 seconds left, third quarter. Unitego leading 48-33. I'm sure we were talking about the Campbell sisters earlier from Franklin. They're finally seniors. I'm sure a lot of coaches are like, geez, she scored 2,000 points. Did she graduate yet?
Yeah, varsity at seventh grade.
Yeah. And so here are the Bobcats with the ball, directing traffic. About a one-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. BG tries to go to the interior. It's tapped around, loose at midcourt, pinballing around. We're going to have a foul. I think it's going to be on Unitego. Yes, on Braden Johnson. Or no, it's going to be on James Wright. Excuse me, he's off the bench right now. So both sides, the fouls racking up here. 9 for BG, now 5 for Unitego.
So a 15-point deficit, if you can go up and get a bucket of some kind, 2 or 3, this is a huge basket here. If they can get an easy one like this to James, we're going underneath. He gets fouled. No shot.
What a good look there by Carlin, because Barber was coming up, thought he was going to have a steal. He faked him off, threw it down low, and James was wide open.
Yeah, now the Bobcats will be in the bonus.
Yeah, that's the 6th team foul. 2nd on Braden Johnson. Bobcats looking to get it in. They pump it into Hagroyan. He can't score. Rebound to Shea Barber at midcourt. He tosses it up, and no. Halfway down. I don't know if it would have counted. What are they saying? The ball was...
He called it travel.
A travel.
That would have been a 60-footer.
I mean, that was a great shot.
And it looked like he was taking a 10-footer.
Rolled all the way around the rim, too. I mean, it looked like it could have gone down.
If that went in, this place would have gone apart.
Would have exploded. BG's going to get it in. They're really just going to have time to catch and shoot. They do in the corner. No good. 3 quarters in the books in the MAC boys semis. Unitego leads BG 48-33 here tonight at the U. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, Unitego leading BG 48-33. Is, if you're BG right now, is there any way to try to claw your way back in? I know we've talked a lot about it, or is it just one possession at a time?
It is one possession, but that's the way you do it. You got to get good shots, and you have to play good solid defense. You may see some pressure of some kind. They were successful in that 2-2-1.
Right off the bat, a steal here by Braden Johnson, and he is fouled as Carlin was chasing him back. And that's the start you want to see if you are a Spartans fan right now.
Not if you're a Bobcats fan.
Yeah, not if you're a Bobcats fan.
Because they're right to the line.
Yeah, this is, Unitego's going to be shooting the rest of the way, shooting 2. as here is Johnson settling in. And the lefty puts it up, and he's having a nice night. He's got 12. So you have Shea Barber with 24, Braden Johnson with 12, Devin Kroll with 9. 13 for Lucas Carlin on the other side for BG to lead the way. Make it 13 now for Braden Johnson.
For being a sophomore, very calm guy.
Yeah, like very calm, cool, and collected. Always has been from what I've seen of him playing sports. So BG with the basketball, trailing 50-33. Bobcats with the ball. And a little up and under here off the glass for Hagorian. Won't go down. And back up the floor now for Unitigo with Garrett Backus. Tries to feed one through traffic. Tough pass. Out of bounds going back to BG. Owen Drown will come back in. James will head off to the bench here. BG trying to use these fresh legs as much as they can here to start this fourth quarter. See if they can get Emerson going. He has 8 points. Averages in double figures, I'm correct, right, for the Bobcats. Taken away, though, by Barber. And Barber up and under. Lays it up and in. Shea Barber with 26.
Super smooth. Great body control in the air. Hangs there a little bit. Everybody else is coming down.
Ball out of bounds, and Carlin was being hounded there. Lost it. And it's going to go back to the Spartans. And that's the kind of night it's been if you're a Bobcat. Just those little breaks that you need are not going their way so far.
Yeah, to beat a team that's as good as the Unitigo Spartans, you're going to have to get some breaks, and they just haven't tonight.
Here's Kroll to the right side. 4 threes for 12 points. And Coach Worley needs a break. 7 minutes to go in the fourth, and Unitigo leads 55-33. We'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
For New York State, excellence in broadcasting, award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. With 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, the MAC boys basketball semis tonight, live from Unitigo. Unitigo boys leading BG 55-33. Excuse me. Bobcats with the basketball going right to left. Here's Emerson. Steps back for three and hits it. Emerson with 11 and... Boy, when he does that, it looks really smooth.
Super smooth. You know it's good right off his hand.
Yeah, it looks great. Barber with the basketball. Unitigo going left to right. They go to Miles Maureen, who's been quiet offensively, but always does the little things here. Breaks down his man, kicks for Kroll. Can he hit another one? In and out. Boy, that was close. And a rebound for BG. Bobcats trying to make a run. In transition for Elias Wilson. Up and underneath. He got it. Elias Wilson now with 5 points, and it's Unitigo 55, BG 38. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Garrett Backus will pull it out and leave it for Shea Barber in front of his own bench, going left to right. Barber to the top of the key. Kroll, left side corner, tries another three, too strong. Rebound, Barber. Barber says, I'm going to try to do it myself. Rolls out. Rebound, Braden Johnson. He puts it up. It's blocked. And the ball comes away, and Owen Drown finally rips it away for the Bobcats.
Owen Drown had a really nice block on that one.
Back up the floor for the Bobcats. Left side now, leaving it for Emerson. Tries a three, and Barber blocks it this time. Emerson steals it back, though, and then taken away by Miles Maureen. He's in all alone and scores with 6 points now for Miles Maureen. Broken play turns into two for Unitigo.
Miles does a really good job of just running the offense. Great defense.
Really does. And BG will throw it away. down the right side of the floor, going back to Unitigo with the Unitigo Spartans leading 57-38 with 5:15 to go. And every time BG gets a little momentum, Unitigo's had the answer.
Yeah, it's been in different ways, too. It's been that big three at the end of the half. It's been a steal here and there and a transition or a three-point play. It's really hasn't been just one thing.
Spartans will look to get it in on the baseline, and they do. To Maureen, dribbles through two defenders, somehow gets away with it. Rance now up the floor, bobbled again, but it goes to Kroll. Lost one up for Barber, little alley-oop, and he lays it in. Get in trouble, just toss it up to Shea, I guess. He's got 28.
Unitigo almost turned that over three times on that possession, and then they get an easy alley-oop layup.
And here is BG taking it to the rim with Carlin. A lot of contact, no call. They hold on to it. They go to Drown. Now to O'Hara, left side. Now back to Carlin, who's got 13. Dishes one off for Drown on the right wing side. Back up to O'Hara. Good ball movement here by the Bobcats, trying to open something up. 10 on the shot clock. They try to throw down low here for Ethan Gregory. Pass was too tall. Sails out of bounds. 4.5 to go. Fourth quarter. 59-38. Excuse me. Unitigo on top here of BG in the Mac Boys semis. Carlin comes out. I think maybe his nose was bleeding there. Back down the floor for Unitigo. They run it nicely here, and Kroll finds Rance, and he lays it in. The offense is really clicking here for Unitigo. They lead 61-38 with 4:15 to go. Here on their home floor, trying to make it an all-Delhi Unitigo final for both the boys and the girls. Bobcats with the ball. O'Groyan takes it inside. Knocked out of his hands there by Miles Maureen. Stays with BG.
Again, nice defensive play.
He just does all those little things really well.
Yeah, you got to have those guys.
And you can be confident with the ball in his hands, too. Great to have that.
Yeah, especially if you have a point guard that can do that.
BG to the inside. Little turnaround shot here. Rolls in for Ethan Gregory. And we'll have a timeout taken by the Bobcats with 3:57 to go in the fourth. 61-40. Unitigo on top of BG on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Unitigo tried to use the quarterback here from the football team, Logan Utter, for a long pass, but it hit the ceiling of the gym, so it did not reach its intended receiver.
The issue with that is yes, it looks good, but BG gets the ball underneath their own basket. It's a risky play.
They tried the old home run ball, and it just hit the where the curtain comes over. And so a pass into the corner, knocked out of bounds here, and BG will still hold on to it with 3:47 to go.
Barber will probably go for a dunk right there.
If they hit him in stride there, we could have seen it. Unitigo leading 61-40. Trying to punch their tickets back to the MAC championship game where they have not been in a long, long time. And we're going to have a bucket here. Rance is going to get the foul. And this will send Owen Drown to the line. He somehow got that shot to go, and he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, again, one of those things. Could be a charge, could be a block. It's just really...
Yeah, there was a lot of contact.
Yep.
But here's Drown at the line. Good. Drown with his first 3 points of the game. And it's 61-43, 3:35 to go. They try the home run pass again. This time Barber gets it for Kroll, and he lays it up and in. A little safer pass that time.
He can score 2 points.
Yeah.
He's had all threes so far.
Ethan Gregory down low, blocked by Kroll. And Miles Morin comes up with the loose change. In transition, shovels one off, looking for Logan Utter. Cannot finish. And a rebound for Garrett O'Hara. We hit 3 minutes to go, and it's a 63-43 lead for Unitigo. Pull-up shot here for Garrett O'Hara. Won't go down. Rebound for Miles Morin. We had the Delhi Unitigo boys game a couple of weeks ago here. Unitigo came out on top. Great game the whole way. Looks like we could be heading for a rematch of that on Friday as Unitigo throws it away here.
I understand they played a little earlier in the year, and Delhi won that one. Did they play earlier?
So the girls play twice because of the divisions.
Right.
The boys did not have their game until I think it was February 3rd. So it was like all year we were waiting around for that matchup. So they only played once.
Okay.
But both girls' games were fantastic. Here's Agorian with a spin move on Barber, and he finishes. Nice move. And he has 7 points. Yeah, when the schedule came out, everybody kind of went, oh, we got to wait for Unitigo Delhi until the first week of February. But it was worth the wait. Now they might meet again. Three in the corner for Unitigo. Off the mark for Utter. Rebound is a jump ball underneath. 2:25 to go in the fourth. Unitigo leading 63-45. They're going to sub all five guys here. Barber to the bench. Maureen to the bench. Kroll's coming out. The only starters left out there that were on the bench coming back in are Johnson and Backus, it looks like. And some of the substitutes are going to get a couple of minutes here as Coach Woods working some new guys in. Shot here off the inbounds for Johnson. Won't go. BG back down the floor with Haborian. Takes it to the rim. Fouled. No bucket, but will head to the line with 2:15 to go. You know, for BG, this is not the end of their season. The seeding meeting is tomorrow, so we'll find out where they're going to go in sectionals, and I think they're going to be a tough team down the road here.
Yeah, absolutely. They're probably going to be right in that 8, 9, 10 range.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see where it all shakes out. And he gets the first one to go. He's got 8. Always love going to the seeding meeting, watching how they do it. It's all mathematical based. And punching in all those numbers. There's a lot of coaches that volunteer to go to it and crunch the numbers. It's fun. A lot of fun.
You go down to that meeting?
Yes.
Oh, that must be, yeah. I like math, so that would be interesting to see.
Second one is good. It's great for me because I don't have to do any of the math. I can sit there and have a piece of pizza and hang out, hear the coaches talk, and see what the brackets come out.
Plus, you have the information firsthand.
Oh,
you don't
it's
have
great.
To
yes.
get it later.
You know, I like to be there. They have used me in the past as kind of a fact checker. Hey, can you look at this? Can you look at that? But it's really great for me, as we'll have Braden Johnson going to the line here, to get an early look at the brackets and start to plan what games we might want to do. It just gives us one extra day to plan that. So.
And forecast down the road, maybe a matchup you might see.
Yes, yep. And the first one for Johnson at the line is good. He's got 14 with 2:05 to go here in the fourth, 64-47. And the second shot is in and out and a rebound for BG. It's also one of the best days of the year when the brackets are out and everybody has seen them and they can stop asking me, do I have the bracket or not?
Nice part, I don't even have to ask. He just sends them to me.
Yep, just pass them on over. So here are the Bobcats with the ball. They go to Drown on the left side. Now here's Agorian in the corner. Shot won't go, and a rebound here for Unitigo. Backus in a transition, finds Johnson, and he lays it in. He's got 16. Yeah, it's that everyday fan that they want the bracket, you know? And they wanted the day early. They're always saying, hey, Nate, you got that bracket? +20 to go here. Unitigo in control, 66-47. A great effort by BG tonight. Here's Emerson for three. Desperation time, and that one won't go. A great start here tonight. They had that nice early lead in the first quarter. Went up by 5 or 6.
It was 13-8.
Yeah, 13-8.
Coach Woods takes a timeout, and it really was different since then.
And so the Spartans with the ball. Again, trying to put the icing on the cake here, but BG won't go quietly. A steal at midcourt by James Agorian. He's going to leave one off for Seiler in the corner for three. It's off the front of the rim. A rebound picked up here by Spencer Wilms of a jump ball with 52 seconds left. Carlin got tied up with him.
It was one of those jump balls, and he pulled on the ball, and the kid went flying. It wasn't on purpose. They were just both hanging on the ball.
Yes, and one is a little bigger than the other, so
one's a lot bigger than the other.
That always adds to the equation. Bobcats will look to get it in, and they're going to throw it away, and now here's a steal for Unitigo. Spencer Wilms will dish one off for Backett, up and in. Backett's actually his first basket tonight. Makes it 68-47. 40 seconds left, and Unitigo leading, again, 68-47. And BG working it around. They go to Emerson down low, inside, and a jumper here off the front of the rim for Ethan Gregory won't go. BG gets their own rebound. 25 seconds left. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show. Emerson on the interior. Popped in and out. Emerson gets his own rebound, and he's fouled with 18 seconds left. And so BG will be off until the Section 4 Class C tournament, which begins next week. Unitico's going to have one more game to play, a chance at the league championship on Friday night against the Delhi Bulldogs. And Emerson's shot is good. So he has 12.
Giovanni Johnson, a pull-up from JV, getting his first varsity look here tonight.
All right. 18 seconds left. BG's JV winning earlier tonight. Looks pretty impressive. Future going to continue to be bright here for this Bobcats program. Second shot good for Emerson. And it is 68-49 with 15 seconds left. One last possession. Shot clock is off here for the Spartans. And they are just going to dribble this one out, it looks like. So again, 68-49 is going to be the final score. And the number one seed, the Unitigo Spartans, have booked their tickets to the MAC Championship, again defeating BG, the four seed, 68-49. Our postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time as the Unitigo Spartans defeat BG 68-49. They advance to Friday's MAC Championship game. So the MAC Championship will be Delhi versus Unitigo, 6 o'clock girls, Delhi-Unitigo, 8 o'clock boys, Delhi-Unitigo. Both games will be at UV, so make sure you get over there. There will be a cost to get in, but it's probably one of the bigger gyms in the league. Lots of good parking there, so that's one of the reasons they've decided to have it there. A lot of the colleges difficult to get in and play right now because of different COVID restrictions. So that is the theory behind going to UV. I mean, it's what they used to do back in the day. They used to have them, you know, Oxford or UV or one of those.
Yeah, especially with those big facilities with the big parking lots. Oxford and UV, you know, come to mind. Even place like here with the parking, the gym isn't quite as big, but something like that. It makes sense. It was also cost prohibitive to go to those different gyms, and some of it is availability of time. You know, we went down there one time. It was a late start down at Binghamton University to get the practice, and I mean, the first game didn't start until 7, and it was 7 to 9 or something like that. So you're at their whim, and if you do it at the high school gyms, it's not quite as, I don't know, something that the kids would look forward to, but it's still neutral site, you know, for the most part, and you can see why they would do something like that.
You know, we were saying with the Tri-Valley games, which we did on the radio last weekend, they were at Lawrence. They were in a very similar situation, kind of picked the biggest gym in the league. We thought it helped both teams maybe feel a little more comfortable. They played in that gym. We both thought maybe they shot a little bit better because you're not in some big arena or anything like that. We see a lot of teams struggle to shoot sometimes at Binghamton or at Oneonta State, so... And we saw a triple overtime game, so it was a lot of fun.
Ages ago, when the Sus was around, and my team, I was a junior, I wasn't very good, but the seniors were good, and we played Whitney Point down in the arena. But I remember our first couple shots, nobody even hit the rim. Because there's so much space, you feel like you're in a cavern. And then after the warm-ups, we started actually, like, zoning it in a little bit.
Yeah.
That was a Corey Green Whitney Point team.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yep. They must have been really good.
They were. We played tough. We played them really close. John Perskowski and Scott Reeves and some names from around here. But it is a big difference. And they're used to playing in that gym. They played in that gym over at UV.
Yes, very
interested
true.
To see, you know, hopefully it goes well as far as space and all those types of things. You're not going to get teams coming in and coming out. They're just going to stay there all day.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing is a lot of these league championships, they've had to spread them out so one school can leave and the other can come in. These fans are just going to set up right there.
Yeah, campsites.
Yeah, it's going to be one side in maroon and the other side in green. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, Iz, you want to do our scoring summary for BG here?
Yeah, so I'll start with Lucas Carlin had 13 to lead the Bobcats, and then I had 11 for Emerson, 7 for Holgorian, 4 for Ethan Gregory, 3 for Drown, and 2 for O'Hara.
On the other side for Unitigo, a game-high 28 for Shea Barber. He was tremendous today. I had 16 for Braden Johnson and 14 for Devin Kroll. Did you had him for 14? Okay.
I'll go with yours.
16 for Johnson, 14 for Kroll. 6 for Miles Maureen, and then I had 2 apiece for Xander Rance and for Garrett Backus. And so it's time now for our 3 awards. We'll start with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Iz and I both agreed 28 for Shea Barber. He made a huge difference. He was tremendous. Hard not to give him this one tonight.
What's really tough about him and the way that he plays is he can hit shots from outside, he can go in transition, he can go to the basket, and he goes hard and he gets fouled, he still scores, and then he goes to the foul line and I think he missed one. So that's just an overround player, you know, as a senior who's really improved a ton over his career, and it's fun to watch.
The pride of Wells Bridge right now, Shea Barber.
Wells Bridge.
Love to see it, so... Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'd like to go with Lucas Carlin tonight from BG. Yes, 13 points, but, you know, you could almost give him the all-purpose, too. I just thought he handled the ball well, he dished it off well, but he played great defense. He just had an overall nice game.
He had a great game, probably his best game as a varsity player.
That's great to see. So Lucas Carlin from BG, our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. You know, you could go with Devin Kroll, you could go with Braden Johnson. They both played great. Even Miles Maureen tonight handled the ball so well. We've decided to go with Braden Johnson. I thought maybe this was one of the best games I've seen him have in a Unitigo uniform, the sophomore. I keep thinking back to when they took Shea out late in the second quarter, got him a little breather. Braden took over at that point, got a few buckets where he got it at the foul line, spin, moves, and got to the bucket. I thought he was great. Braden Johnson will get this award tonight.
I think he scored six when Barber was on the bench, so that's huge, you know. And he was able to leave them there a little longer because they were still scoring.
Right. That was nice to give Shea. Whenever they can give Shea that rest, it really seems to pay off for them down the stretch because he's just got that extra juice. Yeah.
I'm sure that's something the coaching staff talks about. It's something that they've looked at on film, that when he is rested, he gives them a little more juice. And like I said, a couple of times I was really impressed. He got the rebound, and he never really loses momentum, and he never lets the defender square up to him, and then he just uses that. And if you were to back off of him, he would hit a three.
Yeah.
If you're on the side of him, he's going to keep going until somebody comes in front of him, and then most of the time he's going to finish. He's a great finisher.
We don't know this yet from the league voting, but he's got to be maybe the odds-on favorite on the Vegas line for the MAC MVP this year. He's been really tremendous. So.
I'd be surprised. I think there's some really solid players, but I don't think there's anybody that's that outstanding. You got the Wyatt Jacobs from Deposit Hancock.
Yes.
He's a very good player. Those are probably the two. I didn't see Rasmussen play from Delhi. He was hurt when they played Bainbridge Guilford, but you know he's a really good player, but I think we watched league MVP play tonight.
Yeah, Delhi is just so balanced with Kenny and Luke Schnabel, and a bunch of those guys are just really, really good, but they're just, you know, nobody explodes off the paper quite like Shea Barber this year. Maybe Wyatt, you know, Wyatt's fantastic, but Shea has put together a tremendous senior season here. So
20-plus a game is always impressive in this area, and that's always going to garner a lot of support for an MVP award.
Well, Iz, that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I really loved having you back, and hopefully we can do it for sectionals or something coming up here.
I'd love to do that. Gives you a little less time to breathe. It gives you a little more time to breathe, right?
It's nice to have the company, nice to have someone to double-check me, and, yes, getting a few extra breaths is always good in there. So I appreciate it. It's been a long time coming. I tried to get you for football a few times, but that's your real busy time of the year. And even now, people always say, hey, when is Iz coming back? But you work at the table for a lot of basketball games at BG. It's just tough timing.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. I've gotten to know a lot of the officials and a lot of the other coaches. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time. That's how I can get out that time and support the kids and watch the games. And I talk to them in school about all those things.
Yeah.
And I just really enjoy that as well. But I enjoy this as well. It's just the cool things. I told the kids today I was coming to do it. They're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of these kids, I mean, like you said, it's been 2 years since we were doing those great MAC championship games.
Yeah, and we went over to Cortland a couple of times and down to the arena, and we did some games up at Delhi Tech. And I've really done a lot of games in a lot of different spaces with you.
Yeah, I will be, speaking of Delhi Tech, I will be there on Thursday. We'll be doing the Delaware League championship games. They are on Thursday. South Courtright, boys and girls, are in those, as well as Jefferson Stanford, now a combined program. Same matchup in both games, boys and girls.
Wow, South Court, it's in the championship. What a surprise.
Surprise. They told me today the girls have been there 14 straight years, and they've won it 11 straight times. Unbelievable.
And the boys have been there out of that 14, probably 13.
I need to double-check on the boys, but I'm sure it's right in the same ballpark. I got to text Bobby Van here at some point to figure that out. But an amazing streak. Our good friend Rob Monroe set me up over there at Delhi Tech, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then on Friday night, we'll be at UV for the MAC Championship. Again, girls at 6, boys at 8. Delhi, Unitego, both games. Going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, those are great matchups. They really are.
So, all right, that's going to do it. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. That wraps it up. Again, our final score, Unitego defeats BG 68-49 in the MAC semifinals. We will see you Thursday night for the Delaware League Championship games and then on Friday for the MAC Championship games right here on WCDO.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Your news and information leader for the Tri-Counties.
Classic hits and today's best music. 100.9 and 92.3 FM. WCDO.
Don't ask me what you know.